In the name of Jesus. Jesus is here. Jesus is here among us today. He is present among us in his word and in his sacrament. In the spirit he placed upon each one of us in holy baptism, Jesus is here. Jesus goes with you. Again, he placed his saving name and his spirit upon you in baptism. You were marked with the sign of the cross to set you apart as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Jesus is with each one of you who believe every day of your life. That has implications. It has implications for our life together as a Christian congregation, as the body of Christ in this place, and it has implications for your life as individuals as you fulfill daily the vocations God has given you. Jesus is with us. Jesus is with you. Today's gospel reading may seem totally unrealistic. Jesus tells people, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, huh? Bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Our sinful nature recoils from these statements of Jesus. After all, we're told to look out for number one. We're told that if we don't do that, no one else will. But it's different within the body of Christ. And it's different if we understand that Jesus is speaking these words to those who believe in him, to those who follow him in discipleship daily, to those who daily drown the old man within them by daily contrition and repentance, so that a new man, the new man in Christ, might arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. The righteous and purity of Christ that were imputed to you in holy baptism. Love your enemies? Well, Jesus did that, didn't he? Do good to those who hate you. Remember when he was being arrested and Simon Peter cut off the ear of Malchus, a servant, in the Garden of Gethsemane? Jesus said, put away your sword. And then he touched the ear of Malchus, who had come to arrest Jesus along with the others, and healed that ear, restored it into place. Bless those who curse you. Remember how Jesus was verbally abused in his trial. Remember how, as he was hanging on the cross, members of the Sanhedrin, the priests, the Pharisees, came and said, ha, you believe in God. Let him take you down from that cross if you are the Son of God. And they cursed him and they mocked him and they crucified him. And yet Jesus prayed for those who abused him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's gospel right there. That's good news. It's the good news that makes us alive in Christ through the forgiveness of our sins. It's the good news that as we hear the Word of God and are shaped by that Word of God, that makes us a new creation, that gives us new and different priorities. that makes us look at this sinful world not as a dog-eat-dog kind of place, but rather as a place in which we Christians, we who wear the name of Jesus, are called to show forth, in a radical way, I might say, the love of Christ, the love of God. It's no accident that Jesus says, let your light, the light of believers, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works, the good things you do, your attitude which is different, and give glory to your Father in heaven. Toward the end of today's gospel reading, Jesus says, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Jesus says, love your enemies and do good. Lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, for you will be sons of the Most High God, who is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. When Jesus here and in the Sermon on the Mount in St. Matthew refers to us as sons of God, refers to believers as sons of God, it does mean that we are adopted into God's family as His children, but it also means that as sons of God, we show forth the character of the Lord God Himself. We are called to show forth the love of Jesus, the character of Jesus in this world. And again, what's the basis of this? How is this possible? Well, it's because God is merciful to you and me, merciful to the whole world. In this, the love of God is known, that He sent His Son into the world to die for the world's sins. In this, the love of God is made known to each one of you, that this gospel that is proclaimed surely does embrace the whole congregation, but it embraces each one of you individually. For the body is built of many members, and each one of you is a member of the body of Christ. Let me clarify just a couple of things, or let me cloud matters further, as the case may be. Again, we have to understand that Jesus here is not setting forth a principle of conduct for all the world to follow. No. He is speaking to believers here in His Sermon on the Plain, as we heard in last week's gospel lesson. Jesus lifted up His eyes on His disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor. He also concluded the Beatitudes in His sermon with, blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, and so their fathers did to the prophets. Again, Jesus is speaking to us as believers in His name. If we aren't believers in His name, if we are not Christian, then hey, you're off the hook. He's not speaking to you about loving your enemies, even though you should. And the fact that you may not love your enemies, the fact that you at times curse those who curse you, that if someone wrongs you, you want to get back at that person double. That's indicative of the old nature the sinful nature in each one of us. And all we can do is pray to the God of all mercy, be merciful to me, a sinner. I've said this many times, and I'm sure you've read it many times, but in the Christian questions and answers, the question is posed. They're in the small catechism. You know, why do you want to go to the sacrament? Why do you want to go to the sacrament of the altar? And the answer is, so that I may learn to believe in Christ more strongly, love God, and love my neighbor. Because again, there is a different, higher ethic for us Christians. It's an ethic that turns things upside down. It's a backwards ethic as far as the world is concerned. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Because God has been merciful to you in Christ. Now we get to a strange point in the sermon on the plain. Jesus says to one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Now, the word for strike means a slap, which is an insult. Anyone here want to volunteer for me to slap them in the face and see how you respond? You won't like it. It is an insult to you. And Jesus is speaking of those who are struck for, on his account, for the sake of the gospel. Jesus did the same, didn't he? Indeed, he is our example. Not that we can begin to follow his example with perfection, but Jesus did this. When his garments were taken away and gambled over prior to his crucifixion, he did not protest. And to the penitent thief on the cross who begged that Jesus would forgive him when Jesus came into his kingdom, Jesus gave freely. Jesus said, I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise. We're going to kind of cut it short here. Yay! But the foundation of this gospel reading for today is the gospel of Christ himself, is the good news that God is merciful to you and to me despite our sins. And in gratitude for his mercy, out of the new status that we have received on account of God's mercy, we seek, we pray, that we would show forth the love of Christ in all that we do. We would show forth his love to those who don't love us. As far as is within us, Paul says, that we would live at peace. That we would pray for those who abuse us. And that we would turn the other cheek when someone strikes us or insults us. Now, I want to make something clear here. This doesn't mean that if you're mugged in the parking lot of the mall, you can't defend yourself. Doesn't mean that at all. Here, Hit me again, guy. Now, you can defend yourself, but this applies specifically to how you are to respond to abuse and hatred that comes your way for the sake of Christ. Wanted to make that clear. Wanted to make that plain. Anything else? I'm glad I didn't knock over that water. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior.